What not to do, preaching at people in shame, or demanding a testimony. One of the most common mistakes in reentry ministry is using spiritual words in ways that increase shame. A returning citizen may already feel watched, judged, labeled, or exposed. They may be carrying grief over lost years, damaged relationships, addiction struggles, legal pressure, or harm they caused. They may be trying to believe that God still sees them as more than their worst day. In that setting, a chaplain must be careful. Do not preach at people in shame. Preaching at someone is different from offering scripture with wisdom. Preaching at someone often sounds like pressure, correction, or religious superiority. It may include phrases like, you need to get serious with God, this is your last chance, you should be grateful you are not still locked up, or if you had followed God earlier, you would not be here. Those words may contain pieces of truth, but they land harshly when spoken without discernment. Truth without love can crush. Love without truth can mislead. The chaplain must walk in grace and truth together. Another mistake is demanding a testimony. A returning citizen's story is not public property. Their incarceration, addiction, trauma, family pain, repentance, and restoration process belong to them. They should not be pressured to share because a church group, volunteer team, fundraiser, or ministry leader wants an inspiring story. Testimony can be powerful when it is freely offered, spiritually mature, appropriately timed, and protected with dignity. But testimony demanded too soon can reopen wounds, create pressure to perform, or turn pain into content. Do not say you should share your story. It would really help people. Instead, you might say your story is yours. If there is ever a time you want to share part of it, we can help you discern what is wise and safe. Reentry chaplains must also avoid using scripture like a hammer. A verse should not be used to embarrass someone, force confession, or shut down pain. A wise chaplain asks permission. Would it be okay if I shared a short scripture? If the answer is no, the chaplain remains kind. If the answer is yes, the chaplain shares gently and briefly. The goal is not to win a religious moment. The goal is faithful spiritual care. A chaplain does not need to pressure people into openness. The Holy Spirit is not weak. God can work through patient presence, quiet listening, fitting scripture and prayer offered with consent. Respect the person, protect the story, speak truth with mercy. Let testimony grow in God's timing.